The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, Cousin Ed's Corner back at you again. No matter how, I won't always say the intro, but no, you don't need it. You already know we're here together. That's the main thing. This will be a quick episode. I am traveling, but I wanted to make sure I did come to you and give you some updates. Like I did previously, I was doing the month recapping the last month. So this would be the month of February recap. And I wanted to get that out and make sure you knew what you heard and what you possibly missed. But if you are not following Cousin Ed's Corner, be sure to hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. Be sure to leave your comments for the show. Be sure to leave voicemails for the show. I love to hear from you. It lets me know that, you know, what we're doing over here is something positive and the right thing. So you actually may hear a comment at the end of this show. So this is a wind down Wednesday, and just wanted to recap last month. So I'm going to read off some of these topics, some of these show titles, and let you know what you may have missed. Make sure you go back and check some of these shows. Don't forget 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. All right, here we go. Started a month with a thank God for everything. What an amazing week. Just talking about coming into the new week, the new month, and how things were amazing for myself, but just for all of us, you know, being able to stay in this new year and completing the first month and how amazing that week was. Went into a motivational Monday. So these are abbreviated titles. So the best thing about coaching is seeing your players. I have a couple of players right now who came up through the program I was with, program I'm still with. I will never leave them. Choice Management Nights, that are actually succeeding in what they want to do. Everybody's succeeding if you're going to school and everything else, but some of them are excelling. Let me say that, excelling in what they want to do. Some of them are professionals. Some of them are doing very well in college. So just seeing them like a plant grow and just prosper is amazing. Next, we went into when my sister wins, we all win. We had Dr. Pia Washington on, and this talked about, you know, health. She had the four F's, which was finances, fitness, family, and faith. So she broke that down. So definitely go check out that show. Also went into another thank God for everything. When Brothers Break Bread. This is when me and Destrian Wells, we got together and we talked. It was a very, let me correct that. When Brothers Break Bread, Destrian and AJ did a show dedicated to me. So if you haven't checked that show, get your tissue. Yeah, it meant a lot to me. You don't think of being eulogized before you die, but it was definitely a great show. Next one was a Motivational Monday. Every day is your Super Bowl win. So think about it as every day you have a chance to go out, be the quarterback, and get a win. So every day is your Super Bowl win. Next was Wind Down Wednesday, and it was is Valentine's Day overrated? So I spoke about my thoughts about Valentine's Day. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Don't forget, leave a voicemail. We can hear your thoughts about Valentine's Day. Thank God for Everything Friday. God is with you always. Don't forget that. God's with you always. Definitely, that's a message you may need. Went into a Wind Down Wednesday. Went into a Motivational Monday. It's not over until God says it's over. So keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. Then went into a Wind Down Wednesday, and it was a story time, Cousin Ed's journey through college. I talked about my journey through college, playing sports and everything. So being recruited, so check that out. Then I introduced something new to you. I introduced the Corner Connection. So the Corner Connection, that is a new, another series of Cousin Ed's Corner. So, you know, we have Motivational Monday. We have Thank God for Everything. We have Wind Down Wednesday. We have Financial Freedom Friday. A new series, which is only found on Apple, which is the Corner Connection. So definitely check out the Corner Connection on Apple Podcasts. It is a subscription-based podcast. So you have to go to Cousin Ed's Corner and subscribe for the Corner Connection. So definitely check that out. So it is exclusive. You do get extra things there, extra shows. So definitely check that out. Then I did a Thank God for Everything. Standing in this season. So you never know what season you're going through. And just being able to stand there throughout what you're going through and know that you're going to make it through. So definitely check that one. And got three more for you. Motivational Monday. Don't fall for the shiny object. We all know what's going on in politics right now. We got some shiny shoes that's trying to be sold to us. We got TVs and stimulus checks and all that stuff that's trying to be sold to us for our vote. Don't fall for the shiny object. All right. Then we're into a Wind Down Wednesday. And on that Wind Down Wednesday, we talked about, good times with good friends. On that Wind Down Wednesday, I had a chance to link up with one of my college buddies. He came in town and we broke bread. And it was very good just to be able to see him after all these years. We've seen each other after college, but it's been some time. And just catching up and being able to sit down and talk. We were roommates back in the day. So we sat down and talked like we were sitting on the couch back in our old apartment and talked about our kids and everything that we have going on and just how far we've come. So it was very, very good. So that's a recap of February 2024. Please be sure to go check out all of these shows. They mean a lot to me, mean a lot to others, but you may have missed something there. So, and be sure to check out the Corner Connection on Apple Podcasts under Cousin Ed's Corner. So you got to go to Cousin Ed's Corner and find it there. I'm out of here. I got to go and teach a class. So I'm running. But I wanted to make sure I recorded this. It may not be out till later today, but I want to make sure I record this now for you. And if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, be sure to hit me in the DM or any social media platform or leave me a voicemail at 762-333-2032, text message, or we have an actual voicemail box. No, actually, don't leave a voicemail on the number. Go to the voicemail box. You can find it if you go to cousinedscorner.com. Across the top of the page, it says leave voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. So check out this voicemail I just got from one of my loved ones, matter of fact. So check out this voicemail. I appreciate each and every one of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay positive. Have something for me, because I'm on 100 right now. have something to wind down for me, and we'll talk later. I love y'all. Peace.
Hi, Cousin Ed. This is your cousin Esther in New Jersey. I listened to your message this morning, Motivational Monday, and I agree with it, and it was very uplifting. Also, that message comes with maturity. Some people is not able to take criticism. No matter which way you give it, you can give it like humbly. No matter what, some people just can't take criticism. So I think maturity comes along with that, and you got to learn how to brush it off. And as you grow up, the easier it'll become of just cutting it off, just disregard, especially you look at where it's coming from. So I just wanted to throw my two cents in there. I enjoyed the message this morning. Keep doing what you can. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Cousin.